I needed to raise up, and I began meditating. And ever since, I've been meditating every day for 23 years without fail, because that's my survival line and now my thriving line. So in meditation, I came to believe that through my experience that God could restore me to sanity when I was in a meditative state. It wasn't pills, and it wasn't doctors, and it wasn't all the other things that sometimes we go through. And certain things started coming to me with information to do this in meditation. At one point, God gave me quite a few different processes to go through. And one was where I was just full of tarry goo all over me, very, very toxic. Remember the old tar baby stories? And that's kind of what it felt like, and that's kind of what it looked like, and my whole family was covered thickly with it also. And he provided a solvent to wash myself off completely and a hose with another solvent to make sure that it was all gone and I could clean myself up. And I did spend the whole afternoon in meditation taking every person in my family through this process of cleaning them up. While I was removed from them, there was a mirrored wall, glass wall between us. And as they went through this process of getting cleaned up so I could even be around them. I also got questions in meditation that were helpful, like one day, God said in meditation, "Do you want to walk out of your prison of bipolar disorder like your mother could not walk out of her prison of paranoia schizophrenia?" And I thought for a minute, and I said, yes. Guess what? All kinds of things appeared in front of me to be able to do that. What I know today is illness is a conscious choice, and I chose to walk away from it. I don't have to play that game anymore. So, thank you. It's been a real trip to get. The biggest withdrawal I had from all the medications the doctors gave me was the Depakote. It took me 4 months to get my life together after that medication. About 15 years of it. Today I know that being in spirit is the healthiest place to be. That's where we heal. And so all the work that Linda's doing with us, when we're in an altered state, you're in a healed state. That's why meditation is so important. And if you haven't started meditating on a daily basis, I suggest you do. That's your connection to God. That's where our lifeline is. God knows what we need. We don't have to limit ourselves. If we stay in the third dimension, we're still just arguing for our limitations. I love the ad that Tina Turner did for Hanes Hosiery. It was a black and white ad, and she had this high skirt. You guys would have loved that. And she's tromping down in these high heels on this road, and she says, "I don't limit myself anymore." And I heard for the first time that I didn't have to do that. She says, "I don't limit myself anymore." And I took that as kind of a omen for me. And meditation is very practical and very things in your daily life. That I had a big difficult situation. I own a commercial building, and the property manager was not doing, he was taking over for the fellow I'd hired who had had a stroke, and I was beginning to think he was incompetent and was about ready to fire him and had someone ready to step in. But I was going through this huge anxiety about the whole thing, and my skin was back to prickly time, and I hadn't had that kind of anxiety in years. And I said, "What's going on?" So I went into meditation. And I said, "How does it feel if I let this fellow go?" And I knew it wasn't his expertise, because I hadn't really signed on with him. He was just covering for his partner. And the anxiety just went higher. And I said, "Well, what's it like if I just don't fire him and, you know, things work out?" And I went into this peace. I thought, well, now that's kind of strange. This guy's, you know, he seems to not have it all together. As far, I'd already been a property manager myself of the property, so I knew what needed to be done. And I didn't have the time and ability to handle it, and I, you know, so I was concerned about making the right decision. So I did it again. I went back into peace by just, what happened was God said, just step back and not force the issue. So that's what my decision became.